A bipartisan group of senators say they finally reached the right mix of provisions to satisfy strong proponents of faster firing procedures at the Veterans Affairs Department and those who are concerned about preserving federal employees' due process rights. Senators are pushing hard for the VA Accountability and Whistleblower Protection Act. Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco explains what people are saying about that bill.
Frustration's been brewing in Congress over accountability procedures at the Veterans Affairs Department since 2014. That's when lawmakers first heard about the wait time scandals at the agency and wanted to see visible action from VA. But it's been 3 years, and there's been multiple attempts now to change current accountability legislation at VA. And frustration from Congress seems to be at a boiling point. But the Senate's new bill seems to have a little bit more momentum than previous attempts. The VA Accountability and Whistleblower Protection Act has 12 co-sponsors. Four are Democrats, and both ranking members in the House and Senate Veterans Affairs Committees have expressed general support. Several veteran service organizations are praising the bill, and Special Counsel Carolyn Lerner says she supports the bill's provisions on whistleblower protections. VA Secretary David Shulkin even says he supports it.
We're talking here about a very, very small number of employees who have deviated and drifted away from the ethical and the responsibilities that they took on to serve our country's veterans and no longer should have the privilege of serving in our system. In those cases, I wish it wasn't true. I wish today I could tell you I had the tools to do the right thing to be able to remove those employees. I do not. So unfortunately, I need a new set of tools if I'm going to be held accountable for turning the system around and doing what we all want to do to serve veterans. So I thank you for introducing this bill. I think it's necessary.
The momentum might carry the bill quickly through the Senate. The Senate VA committee has a legislative hearing on it this week, and then it wants to see the legislation on the floor for a vote next month. But some federal employee groups and experts say the bill only has superficial and cosmetic changes to accountability procedures that have deeper, more entrenched cultural challenges at VA. The Senior Executives Association says the bill won't change VA organizational culture, and a faster appeals and removal process may, or may not, get poor performers out the door more quickly. Shulkin, though, insists he needs specific tools to help him remove bad employees.
I want people to understand, I'm not seeking this, and I do not support your legislation so that we can willy-nilly fire employees or allow supervisors to abuse our employees. This allows due process. I believe it's very important that our employees have due process, the right to pre-decisional appeals, the right to be represented by the union or their attorneys. But in the cases that, frankly, we need to make the changes in management or other changes, today I just don't have that ability to do it.
Beyond some of these broader arguments, federal employee groups have more specific complaints. The American Federation of Government Employees represents many VA workers, and it says the 15-day notice, response, and decision timeline for disciplinary actions is just too short. AFGE says 7 days isn't enough time to mount a strong defense. The Project on Government Oversight agrees. It likes many of the bill's whistleblower provisions, but is concerned by some of the changes to civil service protections. Elizabeth Hempelwitz is a policy counselor for POGO.
And that's problematic in the whistleblower context because we've often seen strong civil service protections protect whistleblowers as well. Yeah, I think one of the things that we have the biggest problem with is in Section 201 and 202 of this legislation that would shorten the time frame. It has a pretty short time frame for an employee to respond to a notice of removal. Mm-hmm. And it's like 7 business days or something, which is not a lot of time. And we just think it's too short to be a reasonable amount of time for somebody to respond to a notice like that, especially if you consider, you know, they may be in shock at first and then they, you know, need to go find an attorney.
VA would also have to show substantial evidence that an employee or senior executive committed some kind of misconduct or performed poorly. AFGE says the agency would have less to prove under the substantial evidence standard compared to the current preponderance standard. Yet Shulkin says VA needs that change.
I need substantial evidence in both of those cases, in performance and misconduct, that if we move towards a different standard than substantial, it will be harder for me to do the right thing and to serve the system the way that it needs to be led. So substantial evidence. It's not my understanding. It is mathematical. It's my understanding that it allows the court to interpret the rulings in a way that is deferential to the secretary, to the business. It takes the we have to prove that it's in the agency's interest to be able to make a disciplinary action, where if we went to a predominant standard, that would be mathematical. You'd have to show that 51% of the evidence is in favor of a disciplinary action, and that would be a much longer process. It would delay our decisions from even where they are today. So I believe we need the substantial evidence.
The bill would also get rid of the Merit Systems Protection Board as an avenue for senior executives to appeal disciplinary actions. Some members of Congress have been advocating for this change in recent years. They've been frustrated by three decisions that MSPB overturned last year for VA senior executives. Some of the more controversial provisions that have popped up in previous bills, though, aren't in this one. The bill doesn't have a blanket freeze on bonuses and awards for senior executives. Other bills have included that provision in the past. But federal employee groups fear this bill, if it passes, could set a precedent for other agencies. And the Senior Executives Association says it's confused why Congress wants this legislation when other agencies have the same civil service laws and haven't complained as loudly about disciplinary procedures. POGO says it is happy with many of the whistleblower protections in the bill. It creates an Office of Accountability and Whistleblower Protection. The president would appoint an assistant secretary to lead this office. This person would report directly to the VA secretary. This setup gives the office more independence from the department and the VA general counsel. The assistant secretary would receive whistleblower disclosures, maintain a toll-free hotline and website to receive anonymous complaints, and would then analyze the data and report it to the secretary. Here's Hempelwitz.
You know, requiring the office to have an annual report submitted to Congress that not only goes through, you know, how they've responded to individual whistleblowing cases and how the procedures internally in the office are working, but that's required to kind of look as a whole and aggregate and track whether or not whistleblower disclosures are showing trends across the country in these offices, or if it's more isolated, and, you know, making recommendations and things like that. Is we think it's necessary to have something like that at the VA.
This new office has the same name as the office the president recently created in an executive order. But POGO says this Office of Accountability and Whistleblower Protection is stronger. In Washington, Nicole Ogrisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Check out Nicole's story at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.